blood sugar monitoring equipment didn't exist then, or if it existed, it wasn't something that was generally available. But obviously the hospital had it and regularly took my blood sugars. To be honest, I can't remember the significance of the numbers or being taught very much about that. And I certainly didn't leave hospital with a machine anyway. It really was all going to be guesswork, and it was guesswork for a long time until my parents bought me a machine, which I remember was enormous and cost £60, and my friends laughed because it was a birthday present and said, were they going to get me an iron lung next time?
You can't remember which birthday that was?
I think it might have been a couple of birthdays later. The question was that they were available but at a cost, and it wasn't something that hospital expected most people would be able to afford to buy. I guess that's the reason.
So how did they expect you to keep track of your blood sugars?
Well, that's, looking back again, that's quite incredible, because the only way you could keep track of them was the blood test they took when you went into hospital for your checkups. And that, of course, only told you what your blood sugar was at any given moment. And it used to be very funny, because there'd be a group of diabetics, we didn't know each other, outside the clinic saying, no, bet you haven't eaten a cake today. You should have seen my diet today. Lovely rice it was, some vegetables, and of course not what any of us were eating most of the time. We thought we were hoodwinking the doctors. And indeed, to some extent, we were, because they didn't have anything else. Apart from, of course, no, that's not true, is it? We had the urine tests. I've missed out, something vital. That's what we had. We were taught how to pee on a stick, recognise the change in colour. Orange definitely meant we had too much sugar. Blue was a negative and was fantastic if you could achieve that. And we did keep a record of those. We took those with us. But again, as everyone knows now, that doesn't give an accurate indication of your control. It takes a certain while to go through your system. So certainly if you peed on a stick and it was negative, it didn't mean that your blood sugar wasn't 150 as you sat there at that time. So in terms of control, it really wasn't very adequate.
Where was this clinic?
It was at the Whittington Hospital, which is a pretty grim old building, but with a fantastic consultant whose name escapes me, and it should come back to me, because he is the nephew of someone very famous in the diabetic world. It may come back to me. And he was very, very kind and very nice to me, and I think they did very, very well given the time, and given that the hospital was not particularly modern. I compare it with Addenbrooke's